Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning. This is Ursula Odom, and we're having a little bit of a technical problem this morning, but Ms. Jackie, I see what I need to see. So all is good, and the show is yours. Okay, so there you go, Ms. Jackie.
Oh, it's good morning, NABWIC world. I am so excited to be here with you today. Welcome to another wonderful Wednesday. We're happy to be here in the studio with our author and publisher, Ms. Ursula Odom Sula Tu, and with our consultant, advocate, and business leader out of Washington, D.C., Mr. Gerald Barnes. So our host, Ms. Jada Williams, is out waving the NABWIC flag this morning, and so is our fearless leader, Ms. Ann McNeil, who is actually taking a trip out of the country and waving our NABWIC flag there. So we want to wish them well in their various endeavors. And we also want to give a shout-out to our leader this morning, Ms. Ann McNeil, for her recent recognition and award from NABWIC. She will be actually our president, Ms. Tylene Henry, will be receiving that award on her behalf this morning. So we want to give a shout out to her. And we are just so excited to be here this morning. We are back again with another wonderful show. Now, many of you, if you tuned in last week, you had the opportunity to hear two very special young ladies and one of the administrators, Seaborn Lee Elementary School. Now, that was a unique show in itself. And this morning, we are going to let you hear a little bit more of that show because the chapter, the NABWIC Atlanta chapter, led by Exarmari Yannick and Monique Strong are out there doing some wonderful things. This is their annual community service project, and they are just thrilled to announce the upcoming transformation of Seaborn Lee Elementary's teacher's lounge. Now, that lounge is going to be transformed into a tranquil zen space for health and wellness. And like we mentioned before, it's a community service project aimed at empowering educators and fostering a positive learning environment. So before we get into that interview, we just want to let you know that that is going to take place. The actual renovation itself is going to be taking place this upcoming August 10th through August 13th. And then during these 4 days, there's a dedicated team of volunteers. They're going to be working tirelessly alongside expert designers and construction professionals to revamp that teacher's lounge into a serene haven. But before we go any further with that, again, we've got Mr. Gerald Barnes on the line. And Gerald, want to say good morning to you and just want to see if you have any comments. This is such a wonderful time to be doing service projects like this, and we're certainly proud of the Atlanta folks. So if you have anything you want to say, we want to give you that opportunity now.
Well, you know I don't talk too much, but I do have a couple things to say. And good morning to all. And if you are in the Atlanta area, make sure that's a destination you want to be involved with and participate in, because it's going to be a great movement across Georgia and throughout the rest of the country, because you know NABWIC is a national association, so we really want to associate with everyone that we can. And those ladies are really doing some strong things down there, and I'm looking forward to seeing, hearing the results of what working together really does. So I'm excited about it too, Jack.
Yes, I am excited too. And you mentioned two key words, working together. And we want you to know that whether you're actually in the Atlanta area or not, you know, as NABWIC community, we band together no matter where we are. So we want you to know that there's a couple of ways you can support the project. One is through your monetary donation. We've got a dedicated secure donation page on the NABWIC website, NABWIC.org. Just go to donations, and you can look for that particular project, Seaborn Elementary School, and you can make a donation in any amount that your budget will allow. And you can also become a sponsor. So if you want recognition, you can do a special sponsorship. And they also have another way, Gerald, too, that you can donate. They've got an Amazon wish list that's set up, so they got some carefully selected items that will help transform that teacher's lounge into a Zen space. So you can actually click on that link, and you can purchase directly from the Amazon wish list, and that's on the website as well. So we're just so excited about what all the folks around NABWIC are doing, but especially at this time, the Atlanta chapter. So kudos out to Ms. Yannique and Ms. Strong for their efforts. And, well, so Ms. Ursula, I think that's all we have to say. So you know what? We can get this party started with that interview from last week.
Good morning and welcome to NABWIC Talks. I'm your host, Jada Williams, and it gives me great pleasure to be here with you this morning on NABWIC Talks. Just like the commercial said, I have to ask you to follow, like, and share on all your different social media platforms that you're hanging out with NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. But we are more than just an association for Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of construction, and we've been the voice, and we're going to continue to build into the future. So the best way to get in contact with us, to connect with NABWIC, is to head over to our website at www.nabwic.org and engage with us. Check out our calendar, all the different committees, and how you can just drop in and check out how you can connect with NABWIC in the best ways to move your business and your endeavors forward. But make sure you click the Join Now button. That's the most important thing, because we want to make sure we see you at our next NABWIC National, our local event close to you. But don't let me continue on. You know I get too excited in the mornings. We have an action-packed studio this morning of NABWIC in our red shirts. That's why I want you to go ahead and click that Join Now button so you can join us up here in our red shirts. We have no other than the master builder, Ann McNeil Hurst Perry of JP & Associates, Ursula Odom of Sula 2, and you already know Gerald Barnes likes to drop through the studio from time to time, and I think he's going to connect with us this morning. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Jada. I tell you all the time, if I were any better, I would be you, and today is no different. I'm excited, Jada, because we are growing by leaps and bounds, but I'm also excited because our sisters in the spirit, the National Association of Women in Construction, is honoring yours truly the month of August at our national conference. And I am excited because I'm going to be in Africa during that time, and our president is going to receive that honor in my on my behalf, on behalf of all of us. So I want to say that.
Oh, wow.
But when I went back, yes, yes, that is a really, really, really a special honor, because we are all sisters in the spirit in this organization and in this industry. And when I went back, Jada, and this is for everybody, to really, really, really grasp what we are a part of as the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and I would strongly suggest we start having them as a part of our podcast also, because we are building the pipeline for the future in the construction industry at all levels, at all levels. But what was shocking for me, Jada, is that when I was preparing my video response, I went back and found my original first NAWIC membership manual, and it was from 1987. So I'm saying that to encourage all of us who are here as a part of this podcast this morning to really look at the fact that you each in your area, whether you're part of this organization or not, but especially the ladies who are going to be bringing us some special comments today, I really want to encourage and support and uplift each of you individually, your individual families, your businesses, your lives, but also your endeavors and volunteerism as a part of this phenomenal organization, because you will never really know the lives that you will touch of individuals who are yet unborn. You see, because when I went back into my memory bank, I realized the positive impact that NAWIC had on this organization, because if it had not been for them, I would not have seen what would be possible in the future with the vision. So I would challenge each one of us today, Jada, you know, everybody who's here, think about what is God calling you to do. I'm sure he's calling each and every one of us higher, but will we answer the call? So remember, please comment, like, and share this podcast. But also remember that we as the National Association of Black Women in Construction and women in general in this industry, we're the voice of the future of the construction industry in all sectors. And as always, Jada, let's get this party started.
Well, yes, indeed, let's get this party started. After that powerhouse message, Miss Nair, you're calling us all higher. You're networking. Let's take a quick commercial break and talk. Come back and talk NAWIC Talk with Creating Positive Spaces with NAWIC Atlanta Chapter members. You'll find out who in just a few.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the Internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the Internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Yes, good morning, and we are back. Welcome to NAWIC Talks, Creating Spaces, Creating Positive Spaces. Let's make sure we keep that key word in there, Creating Positive Spaces, with our NAWIC Atlanta Chapter members, and I am so happy. You know, I'm smiling from ear to ear because these two NAWIC sisters, I have gotten to watch them come in as new members and watch their growth, and I'm so happy and proud to introduce this morning's dynamic duo in the Atlanta chapter, our president, Ziamara Unique, and vice president, Monique Strong. Good morning and welcome to NABWIC Talks. They're going to come and share their passion for community service and discuss their transformation they did at Seaborn Lee Elementary renovation project. So good morning, Ms. Ziamara, Atlanta Chapter President, and VP Monique Strong.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having us this morning on the radio station, this blog talk. We are really excited to be here, and we're looking forward to this wonderful morning.
Yes, indeed. So I won't cheat our family because we do have some new family listening in. And I know a lot about you ladies and how you've come into NABWIC. And, you know, Ms. Monique Strong, you are a project manager over at Ujima Services. And Unique, you are a fearless leader over at CMPS. But could you both give us just a little bit of your background so our family can understand how it is you become to do what it is you're doing today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Jada. So a little bit about my background is that I actually came into the organization as an intern. I have an electrical engineering background, and I went to a trade school, Atlanta Technical College, for construction management. And it was through that program that I was introduced to the National Association of Black Women in Construction from a very dear friend of mine. And from there, together, me and her, just jumped in, and we just began to just volunteer and just be actively involved nationally and locally. And it was through actually that opportunity of just serving that I felt that I was blessed with such an opportunity to have an internship with the company that I currently work for now, which is Ujima Construction. And ever since then, everything has been awesome in growth and development from an intern to a project manager now.
Thank you so much for sharing. And Ziamara, yourself just real quick, because we know that you guys are pillars in the chapter and in your careers. Since you've begun becoming active members in NABWIC, you guys are steadfast in your careers and continue to excel.
Okay, yeah, so thank you. Thank you so much again. And I also just wanted to make a side note. We also have another member here joining us, and I just wanted everyone to know, Merlin, are you still here in the studio with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
I was going to get around.
Okay. And later on, he will be talking, and I just wanted to acknowledge that his presence is part of the reason why we're also here this morning. But a little bit about myself. I did not have the traditional route into construction. I literally started working for an organization, CMTS, which is a family-owned business, which is currently second-generation ran, working on we're in the process of training our third generation, and I like to say our fourth generation is currently attending Morehouse College. So with that, I was actually working for their sister company, and in doing that, my brother also worked in construction for a different type of wireless. So he came to me, and he was looking for a black-owned organization to assist him with a certain project. He specifically wanted a black-owned company. So with that, I brought that to CMTS. I can say I did that in 2012, and I have been with the company ever since. So everything that I have learned, I have grown in this field. I have acquired everything through CMTS. I'm excited. And now I am proud to say that I'm part of the executive team, and I also do business development for the company as well as employee engagement. And I couldn't look back. I enjoy what I do. CCMTS is a construction program management firm, and we do a lot of work. We work in four sectors, aviation, transportation, emergency management, and water, wastewater management. I came to NABWIC because of Ann McNeil. She reached out to the president of the company and asked him to participate in something. He calls me and says, this seems more like you, and I have been with NABWIC since 2019 and have never looked back.
Yes, indeed, and I remember your first pop-up at one of our national meetings in 2019. So great to have you, and you can definitely hear the enthusiasm in your voice and the passion for what it is you're doing, and especially Mike check-in for your community partner this morning, Marilyn. So go ahead and introduce that community partnership there, and how did it come about with Marilyn and your NABWIC Atlanta chapter, Ziabara?
Good morning, Merlin Knight here with Seaborn Lee. I will give you a little eclectic background. I came into NAB by way of Monique Strong as one of the ambassadors for the Chamber of Commerce, as my current role is the Vice President for the South Fulton County Chamber of Commerce that encompasses eight cities. And Seaborn Lee has been a passion of mine by way of the fact that I taught third grade for 5 years. And so when I ran into Monique and built that rapport, it was a perfect fit because of the fact that as she sits on that council as well, it gave us an avenue to help Seaborn Lee create a space for the teachers, because typically elementary schools do not have a space for their teachers to go out and have a safe space or a quiet space that they can refresh and rejuvenate so that they can continue building strong motive and operations for the students that they are educating. So when NAB was looking for a project, that I have one for you, and here is the perfect fit. Ladies in construction. Black ladies in construction who are educated and well-equipped to not only form a space for the teachers, but also enlighten the students that they, too, can become the same person or better in their future. So I'm excited to be here. Whatever is needed, we're going to make sure it happens because, again, Seaborn Lee is a threshold for more and many of the projects that they will be doing coming soon here in the metro area. Again, NAB is a great platform, and I can't say it any other way.
Love it, love it, love it, and thank you so much. So, Monique, when the opportunity came with the idea of this community service project, it definitely sounds like it is aligned with NABWIC's mission. But for you, what made it a no-brainer to bring it back and want to explore it and take on the project with the Atlanta chapter?
It was actually because, as you mentioned, it's a part of our mission, and it's about community. Like, that's what we do. And so when Merlin presented the opportunity, I said, I thought that this would be awesome for the women. We have women within our chapter that are really engaged in the community as individually, and I said, why don't we come together collectively and do a project together? So we discussed it among our executive team, and everyone agreed, and we just got really excited about it. And I talked to them about some of the experiences I had when I would I do volunteer at the school, and so just meeting the teachers and just being there and just serving them and just seeing their interactions with the students and the great special programs that they are providing there, it really was a no-brainer, because it was like, that's what we do. We educate and we give back as an organization as a whole. And so that's the reason why I felt it just aligned perfectly.
I I love it. And it definitely does sound like a perfect match. So, and you can hear the connection there that you already have with the community outside of being one of NABWIC's members. Like you said, you volunteer at the school already. So what were some of the key elements and features that you guys incorporated into the teacher's lounge to get that then positive space and that connection there?
Okay, I will take that answer, and I also just wanted to piggyback on Monique's response that in the education, by us coming in, we're also educating teachers about the construction industry and how women, and especially Black girls, they can aspire to do something other than the typical doctor, lawyer, teacher. So I think it's two-folded, and some of the key elements that we're looking to incorporate in this space are sound, smell, color. So because those are the elements, and space. So because it's our space is the awareness of being able to come into something where our teachers and administrators can decompress. Sound, having a meditative music, you know, although it can sometimes be subjective, but something that can just kind of bring your energy levels down. Smell, a lot of aromatherapy, so that way to aromatherapy oils can be healing, and color, a very calm, cooling colors, so that way their energy, because one of the things that we know is that we, as individuals, we need to go into places where we can decompress, so that way when we go back to what it is that we do, we can be the best at what we do. And that is the purpose for wanting to create this type of space.
Beautiful, beautiful. So what has been the community response?
With community response, I can say with our immediate community stakeholders that will be using the space, the teachers, the administrators, they are overwhelmed and they are excited. They cannot wait till this project is completed. And we've been getting their input on what they would like and how we can really truly make this space for them. However, we've also been working on our broader community, and we are hopeful that we can get their support by giving their time and their money.
That's exactly.
And also, if I can add to that, and I said, if I can add to that,
yes, go ahead. Our community partner. On
yeah,
the line.
I'm sorry. Yeah, because the thing is, once the community at large sees what has been done at Seaborn Lee, there's going to be more opportunity not only for Seaborn Lee to expand the entire school, but also other partners that are looking to see what they can impart to their corporate office or another school in turn. Because again, the community, if we are going to educate our children, then we need to make sure that the teachers are feeling comfortable that they can continue teaching so that they will give them the power to explore their minds in the STEM area. But we need more partners like the Atlanta chapter to get on board with this, because all these things do take money. So we need to be able to figure out how do we go about finding those resources that we can add to that what they're currently doing. At the end of the day, we want to make sure that we are creating a space not only for our teachers, but overall for the community. When the community sees what these ladies have done, I'm just over the moon right now and with excitement for the reveal. And that's coming very soon. So if you're going to be in the Atlanta area, you want to be here and see exactly what has been transpired, what has transpired, and what is soon to come from what these ladies have imparted into our community school.
Well, it definitely sounds like you need a legacy wall. from the beginning of the story to the end, showing where this project is finalizing at. And you have me so excited because I was just about to say I want to see this project, and we can't wait for you to drop the date and come back and share with us when the revealing of the project is going to be. But one thing that you did mention, Marilyn, is that you're looking for more partners and you need more resources. So our family is tapped in on the line listening in this morning, and if this is a niche or just an interest to them, how would they get in contact with you or be able to participate with you and the Atlanta chapter through this community service mission?
I would think Monique would be our point person because, again, she would be able to direct them exactly where they are in the process and also where they're looking to go. But then, of course, once it gets to me, I'm going to just tie the ends together to make sure that not only the principal as well as the administrators of the school and the teachers are on board as well. So, again, I would say start with Monique and the president of the Atlanta chapter, and they will definitely reach out to me and tell me, Merlin, we need this, and we need this. Then I will chime in and make sure I get that done as well.
Right. Well, you ladies are instant NABWIC famous. You know how our members and listeners are. I'm sure they will be tapping in with you guys to get in on this project or just to play supportive roles because to support a woman is to support a nation. So that's a good spot to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and talk. NABWIC Talks, creating positive spaces with NABWIC Atlanta chapter members after this quick commercial break.
Hi, my name is Sabrina Miller. I am the owner of MDI General Contracting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm a new member of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and I'm excited to celebrate women in the construction industry. I'm most proud about NABWIC's ability to have intertwined itself in the legislative process, which affects all women, and particularly black women in the construction industry, and I'm happy to be a part of that process and help to grow NABWIC's reach in the Pennsylvania area. My name is Sabrina Miller. Please join me in celebrating women in construction.
We are back, NABWIC Talks, creating spaces with NABWIC Atlanta chapter members. I'm your host, Jada Williams, and I have to give you some NABWIC news that you can absolutely use real quick. If you have a project just like this, endeavors, or anything going on that aligns with NABWIC mission, you can always reach out to our marketing team and advertise right here on Blog Talk. Every Wednesday morning, we have an all-out listenership where we are reaching our family international with over 75,000 listeners in every Wednesday morning. So what other place to better speak and have your voice heard on NABWIC Talks? And we want to help support you in your goals and mission. So come and reach out to us at NABWIC Marketing, and the email address is marketing@nabwic.org. It's too easy, no excuses. We cannot wait to connect with you. So we're back this morning speaking with our NABWIC Atlanta chapter members and their community partner, Miss Marilyn. We also have in the studio Miss Ursula Odom of Sula 2, Jackie Perry of JPN Associates, and our buddy Mr. Gerald drops through the studio as well. But I know for a fact, just knowing how the studio is set up, Miss Ursula is over there jumping off of her seat to get into this conversation because it sounded like in our pre-meeting in the green room, we have some connections with the last names and the legacy walls and all that going on in this podcast this morning. I'm telling you, when the energy and the atmosphere gets to move in a NABWIC world, amazing things happen. Good morning, Miss Ursula. How are you?
Oh, I'm so excited. Good morning, Jada. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I love the name Knight because I am a knight. And then when I hear about what's going on with this particular school, I'm just thrilled because I create legacy walls. And when you were talking about community support, one of the things that happened with several of the walls, but one that I'm thinking of is when we installed a wall at a school, and I wrote a play to highlight the people that were featured on the wall. And the young people, and it was about 30 of them when it was all said and done, went across that stage, and they were very proud to connect with their history. And what that did, talking about community support, people were writing checks because they were seeing their loved ones from the history of that school. They were seeing their children going across and the self-esteem that they were gaining by connecting with these wonderful historic people. And then they were being interviewed by television stations, and I was just thrilled at two things. One, they asked a young man about the person that was featured on the wall, and his response was, well, he's a man, and I can grow up to do that. So I went, go ahead. That's what I want to hear, them making that kind of connection. And then another one, another interview where the teacher pointed to the wall and there was a blank star on the wall and it had the word you in there. And she turned to it and she said, every time I take these kids by this wall, I point and say, that could be you. And that was the intent of that you. So the whole feature, my tagline is educate as you decorate. So you got a lot of real estate in schools that could be teaching, inspiring, and just uplifting. And also generating community support. So when I hear all of these things and these words being thrown around, and it's like, okay, that one connects. I just love what you're doing. And the reveal is a wonderful moment. I'm here to tell you, when you hear people go, wow, wow, that lasts for a lifetime. So I wish you the best. I congratulate you on what you're doing. And enjoy the moment.
Thank you. Thank you.
We are extremely excited that you are excited, and we look forward to you not only coming down for the reveal, but seeing it in the future in print and using it as a diagram for you going forward in your other chapters. Again, the Atlanta chapter is on the move, and we want those who are wishing to come this way, hey, join us. And the effort that we're putting in place to make sure that our young people as well as our educators are getting the resources and the tools for them to continue in the long life plan of educating our future, because if they're not educating our future, folks, then we're not doing what we should be doing on our part, in our part as well. So, again, it does take a village to raise our children. That narrative is going to always be true to heart. If we cannot support our teachers, then we're not supporting our community. If we're not supporting our community, you ladies are not getting the resources or the contracts that you're looking for. So we want to make sure it's a full circle, not just a one-way street.
Yes, indeed. And thank you so much for speaking those inspiring words. And definitely, you took the words actually right out of my mouth, because I was going to ask, like, how is this inspiring and empowering other women in the community? But your whole spiel just now was so empowering and wanting and making, it's like an action call, a call to action is what I'm going to say. So we definitely want to hear more. And I want to challenge, how about Leomara and Monique, you guys come up with a way to have this reveal virtually, because we all want to look in and see what you guys have going on. Atlanta chapter has been moving, like you said, and on fire for some time now. So we all want to look in and see what you guys have going on. With that being said, are there any more community service initiative that you ladies have going on in the Atlanta chapter in support of the Seaborn Project?
Oh, we do, Jada, but I did want to piggyback off of what Merlin stated. He did, in regards to your question about how do we see it as inspiring and empowering other women in our field, I want to add to that. This is an opportunity.
Okay.
As an organization, one of the things we look for is strategic partnerships. And so, and we look up ways of how we can synergize, right? Utilize our skills, our talents to be able to work together for different projects and various different bids throughout the city, the state, and the state. Why not start your strategic partnership in your community? And this is the opportunity where you see all these women that have different trades, whether it's drywall, painting, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, coming together to utilize their skills for this community service project. So this is the actual first project we're doing together, and why not let it be community service? Because that's how you can see whether or not you're able to synergize for something in another sector, whether it be going for something that's a design build or another renovation. Let's start in the community and then go from there. So that's another reason why it's so inspiring to women in this field, because you're utilizing your skills and giving back.
Yes, yes, indeed. So much. So how can other members that are in NABWIC participate? What is the template if they want to reach out and do something like this in their chapters or areas?
Well, I will say they can reach us. Our number is 404-734-7348, and our email is atlanta@nabwic.org. We are very open. Our leadership team is available. We support. If you make the phone call, you reach out, we will reach back to you, okay, because it's all about helping the next one up. It's all about working together and, as Monique said, really creating partnerships and synergizing and also learning how to work with one another.
Thank you so much for that, Ziamara. But real quick before we exit out this morning, then at the top of the hour, finally, what message would you each like to share with aspiring leaders and individuals interested in making a positive impact through community service?
One of the things that I can say is that for aspiring leaders, our goal, right, is to be able to give, is to have positive effects, to be able to move people, right? So one of the examples that I can always give, and it's because I believe I started out as an artist first before coming into construction, is that if you think about the Black Panther movie, right, it was just a movie. But it was beyond that, because what it did was it portrayed a particular group of people in a positive effect, right, which then made people to find something to be proud of, and people embrace Wakanda Forever, wearing their dashikis, and it inspired a whole little movement outside of that. And that's what it is about doing community service and giving back. It's about giving positive effects, empowering individuals to know that they too can do something. And then this way, those that are affected can be a part of that realm that also want to be able to do more and give back and do more.
And
thank you.
Can you
do that, Monique?
Oh, yeah. I would add to that a quote by John C. Maxwell. It says, "To lead yourself, use your head. To lead others, use your heart. Always touch a person's heart before you ask them for a hand." If I was to give any type of message to aspiring leaders, individuals, it starts with you. What are you passionate about? How do you get actively involved in the community? And through that, then that's how you're able to, I feel like, share it with others through your passion. So I believe to be an inspiring leader, you start with yourself.
And I would add to that. Now, yes, and I would certainly add to that, but by saying be intentionally being engaged, not for show, but intentionally be engaged both from the heart and the community, because they, we say in the 100 Black Men is that show them so they can see who they will be. But you can't, they can't know who they will be if we're not showing them who they can be.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. Listen, family, we always say go grab your notebook and pen and catch these golden nuggets. I hope you didn't miss that. Mr. Jalborn, good morning.
Good morning. I'm over here text messaging that phone number, so I'm adding it from that point. But definitely the power and strength that has come on this line this morning just takes NABWIC to a whole nother level. We have just been blessed with the opportunity to hear how when we come together, we do great things. And I am so proud to be a part of what's went on today and looking forward to share this information that I have so it can continue to keep going forward and forward, because we are the voice.
Yes, indeed.
That's it for me.
One last quick plug. I just want to say we are still in major need of sponsorship. So if anybody hearing this wants to donate, contribute, please go to NABWIC.org. We have an Amazon wish list of items that we need. You can just purchase. It will be delivered directly to the school. We also have different tiers. We need money because construction is going to start in 2 weeks. So please, 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 whatever you can. And I always say there's nothing too small and there's nothing too large. So please donate. Thank you.
That is exactly right. So real quick, just to reiterate, you can donate and volunteer monetary donations and exact supplies by going to NABWIC's website at www.nabwic.org and catch up on the project. All the links are there. You can do it directly. Also, I'm going to just share a little bit more information so you can join NABWIC's young leaders as they are creating positive spaces at the Seaborn Lee Elementary Teachers Lounge. And they're transforming it into a serene Zen space for health and wellness. Just in case you did not catch that, this joining in the conversation, the renovation timeline kicks off August 13th through the 15th. So you already know how construction projects go. The funding, the supplies are there. We can get the job done with no problem. So support us in supporting the school, getting the need and resources so that the teachers can make sure that the students, it's all about the students at the end of the day, are our future. So I have the ribbon cutting ceremony, Blake, but we want you to stay engaged and come back and check in on NABWIC and this amazing project. So we're just going to hold that a little bit so you can keep coming back and get your information here. And we want to stay connected, right? That's the perfect excuse. So, and just like Gerald mentioned, he's already texting this number, getting information, and I'm probably volunteering because that's just Gerald's spirit and whatever he can do. He is the man to have supporting you. But I see a number. It's 404-734-7348. If you missed that, I'll give it to you one more time. It's 404-734-7348. If not, you already got the directions. You can reach out to Monique Strong, who is the VP of the NABWIC Atlanta chapter and is the point person for this project. And we're just going to hashtag donate for teachers and hashtag creating positive spaces, because we just love both of our leaders, Monique Strong and Ms. Diamara Unique, out of our NABWIC Atlanta chapter and supporting Marilyn Knight with all the endeavors going on locally in Atlanta. So NABWIC members, chime in, run it up. Get the information that you need to connect with the Atlanta chapter. But you already know this has been another absolutely amazing NABWIC podcast this morning. But I'm going to catch your closing remarks really quick as the Atlanta. the chapter president, Ms. Diamara Unique, is there any closing remarks or tips that you would like to offer any other chapter members, chapter leaders, areas, or just our listeners and family all together?
I just want to say, as women, we always come together and we make things happen. If someone is giving birth, we come together and we rally around that young woman and we help and support. If someone dies in our community, we come, we support, we cook, we show up. This here is no different. We're doing it on a professional level as Black women, and we're coming together with our talents, our tools, our knowledge, our know-how, and we're going to make this happen. So I ask everyone, if you want to be a part of the women movement that we all do so naturally and so well, just please come join us in August. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Diamara Unique and Monique Strom and our community partner and the NABWIC Atlantic chapter, Marilyn Knight. We thank you and appreciate you guys for coming and blessing NABWIC podcast this morning with such positive energy you guys have going on in the community. And if you want to participate and get in on projects in your community or just connect with NABWIC, all you have to do is go to our website at www.nabwic.org and engage with us. Our fearless leader, Ms. Ann McNeil, is around waving our NABWIC flag always, and it's just great to know, and you can see it. It is actually being spread around in our chapters as well throughout our leadership, and the Atlanta NABWIC chapter is the perfect example of showing the power in NABWIC world. So this has been another absolutely amazing NABWIC Talk blog podcast. I'm so excited this morning. I'm tripping up. So we appreciate you listening in and can't wait to check you to check in next Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. right here at NABWIC Talk.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.